You're listening to Agriculture Today.
House Ag Committee spending 5 hours on Tuesday marking up the Farm, Food, and National Security Act of 2026 in what would be a multi-day challenge. The committee chairman, Glenn Thompson from Pennsylvania, said the legislation reflects feedback gathered across 43 states and aims to modernize farm programs that have remained largely unchanged since the 2018 Farm Bill. Thompson said the proposal expands producer access to credit, strengthens risk management tools, supports conservation programs, and invests in rural economic development. Ranking member of Minnesota, Angie Craig, criticized the measure, describing it as a limited proposal that fails to address declining farm incomes, rising production costs, and lost export markets. Craig also said legislation does not include policies like year-round E15 fuel sales or provisions she believes would strengthen food assistance programs. Now, supporters of the bill argue that farm programs remain essential for producers facing disasters and market volatility. Former chairman of the House Ag Committee from Oklahoma, Frank Lucas, said livestock disaster assistance and other safety net programs are critical when producers face losses from events like the recent wildfires across the southern plains. Congress previously approved Farm Bill legislation in committee during the 2024 session, but that measure never reached the House floor. Lawmakers have since had to pass temporary extensions of that 2018 Farm Bill while negotiations continue on a multi-year policy framework. But farmer sentiment improved modestly in February, while producers remain increasingly cautious about the ag outlook. That's according to the most recent Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. It increased to 116 in February, up from 113 in January, but the improvement driven largely by stronger views of current conditions. Survey responses highlight ongoing financial stress across farm operations. About 44% of producers reported their farms were worse off financially than a year earlier. Looking ahead down the road 12 months, 29% expect their financial performance to decline. Only 18% expect improvement. Well, proposed economic reforms in Cuba could eventually reshape ag trade opportunities affecting U.S. farmers and ranchers, though progress remains uncertain. John Kavalik is president of the U.S.-Cuba Trade and Economic Council, highlights renewed calls by Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel for economic transformation focused on business autonomy, local production, foreign investment, and expanded food output. Operationally, delayed reforms limit capital flows and constrain ag productivity on the island, and it reduces purchasing power for imports. It's Agriculture Today.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
This has been Scott, Scott Land Company in Dimmitt, Texas. We have literally sold thousands of acres of grassland in Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, and Oklahoma. Our inventory on ranches is as low as it has been in years. We really need listings on ranches of all sizes. Look at our website, scottlandcompany.com. Give us a call at 800-933-9698.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
When prices fluctuate or supply chains tighten, these farmers feel it immediately. That's where procurement programs like Section 32 and the DOD Fresh program make a real difference.
California Representative Adam Gray, a member of the House Ag Committee during Farm Bill markup.
The DOD Fresh fruit and vegetable program creates a direct, reliable market for specialty crop growers by connecting them with schools across the country. It strengthens domestic food systems and helps ensure that federal food dollars are supporting the growers that need it most. My amendment would give the states the flexibility to allocate up to 20% of their emergency food assistance program funding towards DOD Fresh.
Chairman of the House Ag Committee from Pennsylvania, G.T. Thompson.
I want to thank the gentleman for introducing this amendment. Procurement programs such as DOD Fresh, Section 32, and TFAP are crucial for specialty crop growers, and this amendment will allow states to increase procurement of fresh produce through TFAP at their option. And I want to congratulate the gentleman again for working with us on this bipartisan effort, and I support the amendment, encourage all members to do so.
And then things got interesting, starting with ranking member from Minnesota, Angie Craig.
I'm sitting here incredibly frustrated because the minority asked for this provision to be included in the majority's base text, and it wasn't. But here we are today, and the majority now says it's a good idea. But if it was such a great idea, and the majority is so supportive, then why isn't it in the base text to begin with?
What I just heard was absolutely crazy. The fact that you, as the chairman of the committee, just openly accepted and said, I'm willing to work with you, I support this amendment from the minority. And then to hear the ranking member have a hissy fit about not being bipartisan, which is exactly what you just did. I mean, this is political theater, and this is why people absolutely are disgusted with politics in our country. Just be real.
Mr. Finstad, I'm not sure what a hissy fit looks like to you, but you haven't seen me throw a hissy fit, but if you want me to, I just might.
I want to make sure I understand the ranking member's concern is that the chairman is today agreeing with Democratic amendments. That's your complaint?
Would you yield?
Yes. Oh, yes, ma'am.
Yeah. My complaint today is that the minority offered this as a bipartisan discussion and the majority rejected it.
Here's how real humans look at a situation where maybe people start with disagreement, but then they get to a point of agreement. I mean, I'm grateful that the chairman, and I assume a big chunk of the majority, understand the value of Mr. Gray's amendment. I think normal people would say, this is great. Let's get this Democratic amendment made in order. Let's add it to the base text. I think you would have criticized Mr. Thompson had he rejected the Gray amendment, rather than being happy about the fact that we're coming closer together on a bipartisan work product.
Okay. Well, I mean, I would just like to make a recommendation that maybe we stick to the amendment and stop making campaign commercials. And maybe if we in the military, in the SEAL teams, of which I was there for a long time, you know, the process is important, but it's the product that is paramount.
I think the ranking member actually gave the reason why, you know, we had to work through refinement with this, because she talked about how this amendment was accompanied with an increase in funding for TFAP. And unfortunately, in a budget-neutral situation, the monies just were not there to do it. So, but I don't give up on great ideas. Mr. Gray has been wonderful to work with. Mr. Gray apologized that such a good amendment has resulted in such a interesting and heated debate. But that is a refinement process. Things that just don't check all the boxes. As chairman, I don't give up and just say we're not going to do it. You know, I try to work with members where I can to be able to get the yes, and this is definitely one where we got the yes.
It's Agriculture Today.
The planting season is right around the corner. You can't afford to be down when it's time to go. Wiley Implement and Spray Center, your Case IH dealer, can get your equipment ready for the season and keep you running. We also have a great selection of new and used planters for the upcoming season. Depend on Wiley's 13 locations across Texas and Oklahoma. Find us at WileySprayers.com.
I'm Scott Wiley. We'll try hard to earn your business, but even harder to keep it. That's it. That's all.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts round here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
with Agriculture Today. Here's Tony St. James.
Wednesday night, we saw the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency advance forward the final guidelines, the RVO guidelines, for the biofuel program to the Office of Management Budget of the White House.
Arlen Suderman with StoneX.
That's the final stage before becoming public. The OMB needs to review it, send it back to the EPA to release. There is some speculation in the industry that they've been reviewing it all along. We don't know if that's factual or not. If so, it could be a very quick turnaround. We generally, though, have been looking at 3 weeks plus or minus. So that it went Wednesday night to the OMB. So the clock is ticking. Regardless, we know that we will soon have certainty regarding our nation's biofuel program. Now, Reuters ran a story of naming, at least quoting several sources, saying that according to them, the plan includes offsets of around 50% or more of the small refinery exemptions going back to larger refineries. That would be significant, but we're hearing that it may be as high as 75%. We'll see when the actual guidelines come out. Regardless, that would be friendly for demand for soy oil, canola oil, and all the feedstocks that go into these products. Overall, we expect, we have anticipation that it will be positive, but we don't know until they are finally made public. But we're anticipating that to happen soon. The good news is then anticipation and the run-up in RIN values ahead of that, we've gotten to the point of now a break-even for renewable diesel to start being produced once again. And we know that we'll finally soon have some certainty, which is probably more important now than the actual guidelines themselves. And the EPA can start on the next one. This will be for 2026, 27, and 27 calendar years. And they're going to have to start work immediately on the next one to have it out by the deadline if they're going to, for once, be on time for years 28 and 29. So we anticipate they'll start work on that. So that was piece of the equation. Another piece of the equation, as I've told you before, about the internal politics within China and what's happening there in the purge in the military that President Xi has been doing there, indicating the, I don't want to say political unrest, but the cracks in President Xi's support base within China. Now, he had been having a series of military leaders arrested on corruption charges, who we presume was because of a sense that maybe they weren't loyal to him, including five of the top six generals that serve on the Central Military Commission, leaving just one general left on that commission, including some other high-ranking officers as well, nine in total, and specifically that last week, the highest legislative branch in China officially removed from their offices. Now, there had been social media posts by conspiracy theorists talking about how President Xi had overstepped his bounds this time and he was on his way out because he had separated himself from the Communist Party in doing this. But this kind of reestablishes that support base in the Communist Party behind him. This gives him a little bit stronger negotiating position with President Trump ahead of their heads of state meeting on March 31 to April 2nd.
It's Agriculture Today.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688. There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
You're listening to Agriculture Today.
We're meeting today to consider H.R. 7567, the Food, Farm, and National Security Act of 2026.
Chairman of the House Ag Committee, G.T. Thompson from Pennsylvania.
The importance of what we're doing today as a committee cannot be overstated. It is clear that the policies of 2018 are no match for the challenges of 2026, and an update to the 2018 Farm Bill is long overdue. The bill we're delivering today didn't spontaneously appear in the halls of Congress. It was formed in the fields, pastures, and town halls of our country. We visited 43 states and one territory, probably over 150 different listening sessions altogether, while crafting the new Farm Bill, and every provision is directly informed by what we learned from our stakeholders. This is evident by the overwhelming support this legislation has received from the broad stakeholder community. To date, over 200 organizations have come out in support of this bill.
Chairman, kicking off the debate of the 2026 Farm Bill that would go late into the night.
The Farm, Food, and National Security Act 2026 is very similar to its namesake in 2024, with key updates for 2026. The provisions span across all 12 titles of the Farm Bill and build on the historic agriculture investments, including the working families tax cuts this past summer. This bill restores regulatory certainty in the interstate marketplace, expands investments in rural communities, and brings science-based backed management back to our national forests. Farm Bill programs will improve risk management tools for specialty crop producers, low energy costs in rural America, and prioritize American commodities on the global stage. Importantly, the new Farm Bill will also expand producers' access to credit, promote new technologies like precision agriculture, and enhance conservation programs for working lands. Most of all, this is a practical Farm Bill that provides real and workable solutions. It is inspired by 149 bipartisan marker bills. This, in addition to the many bipartisan priorities included in the Farm Bill that didn't have formal marker bills filed. And I'm proud of the input and contributions to this bill from members on both sides of the aisle.
Ranking member from Minnesota, Angie Craig.
To be fair, there are some bipartisan provisions in this bill, which I appreciate because I led efforts on them. Codifying the ReConnect program to expand broadband access for rural Americans, making crop insurance more affordable and accessible for our veterans, and the PACE Act to improve credit and increase USDA loan limits. But despite those bipartisan elements of this bill, it represents a missed opportunity to address the most pressing challenges that our family farmers and our families are facing. And it contains those provisions that we know many Democrats will not support, and for the record, that many Republicans are hearing from the MAHA community about as well. This bill will not restore lost export markets or lower input costs. It doesn't help American children, seniors, and veterans afford their groceries, or states and counties avoid an unfunded mandate that we, this body, Republican-led body, shifted those SNAP costs to them. The bill ignores hemp farmers in Minnesota and elsewhere who followed the law and innovated in a new marketplace and whose entire supply chains and businesses are now under threat. It rolls back provisions from the 2024 Farm Bill that provide tribes with more access to USDA programs. My sincere hope is that the Senate will provide us a product that better meets the needs of the American farmer and rural communities, and that in the end, we can get a bipartisan product signed into law. I cannot vote for this bill today, but I remain hopeful that in the end, we will get the product that America's farmers and working people deserve.
It's Agriculture Today.
This has been Scott, Scott Land Company in Dimmitt, Texas. We have literally sold thousands of acres of grassland in Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, and Oklahoma. Our inventory on ranches is as low as it has been in years. We really need listings on ranches of all sizes. Look at our website, scottlandcompany.com. Give us a call at 800-933-9698.
Let's talk about Cotton Research. Cotton Incorporated funds more than 400 ag research projects every year. They study cotton, engineering, economic development, entomology, agronomy, pathology, variety selection, expanded cotton seed uses. And that's just the start. You grow the Cotton Research and Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
Overall now, the key is, when are we able to finish taking out all of the military targets within Iran to sufficiently weaken them? When are we able to attack and remove all the resources that they would have to continue the attacks?
Arlen Suderman with StoneX.
The Strait of Hormuz is effectively shut down right now. Not that we ever thought that they could effectively do that, but they effectively have done it because shippers are either afraid to go through it at this point, or their insurance rates have jumped too high to make it worth going through or able to go through, or they simply have lost their insurance ability to go through. And so we're seeing what news reports are saying, hundreds of tankers drop anchor near that region and simply not going through the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's guard, a Republican guard, earlier had reported that there was a tanker on fire in the strait that had been hit by a couple of drones. Cannot confirm that. Certainly, we know there's some tankers who had had close calls or some hits. So, in essence, we have shut down oil traffic, and basically that's 20% of the on-water trade of crude oil that goes through the Strait of Hormuz on a regular basis. But also, when we look at fertilizer prices, spiking today as well. When you look at the significance of that region, about 50% of the world's urea is produced in the Middle East and North Africa. And specifically, about a third of the world's urea passes through the Strait of Hormuz, and about 20 to 25% of the anhydrous ammonia fertilizer and most of the phosphate that we import into the United States. Add to that that China has made the announcement that they're going to start restricting phosphate exports to protect their own supplies. So we've seen already a $70 to $80 increase in urea prices at New Orleans this morning. As a result of this, we anticipate there will probably be other fertilizer increases. The key is, how long are things kind of shut down? We're seeing a lot of oil production in the Midwest or Middle East region shut down because of all the Iranian strikes on nations and infrastructure around the region. Fertilizer could very well be impacted in the same way. Right as the Northern Hemisphere moves into its spring planting season, or just ahead of its spring planting season for a major portion of the world's crops. A lot of the fertilizer is already in position, but not all of it, and prices are certainly spiking most everywhere. So this is an ongoing developing story. Continue to like and subscribe if you want to continue to get these updates. I'll say one other thing when it comes to the markets and what we're seeing happening is we are seeing an inflation trade start to develop in the treasury markets as we see yields start to pop. And keep your eyes on this. If based on our StoneX Commodity Index Tracker and our study of history, now history doesn't have to repeat itself, but it often does rhyme, one famous one said. If we look at the correlation between the grain and oilseed sector over the last 10 years, it's had the strongest correlation with the CPI at 0.88, followed closely by the energy sector at 0.83. And those have been the strongest correlations. So if inflation does continue to be a story coming out of this conflict in the Middle East, that's one of the things to keep your eye on to see if we see money flowing back into the grain and oil seeds. We already see it in energy, obviously, because that's where the immediate risk is. But then will we see it coming into the grain and oil seeds as well?
It's Agriculture Today.
You hear that? That's the sound of forever, because there's nowhere else you'd rather spend forever than on land like this. Tending a herd, growing crops, raising a family. At Capital Farm Credit, we thrive at helping the next generation of farmers and ranchers like yourself by providing advice, products, and opportunities to help you build a life on the land you love most. To learn more, visit CapitalFarmCredit.com. Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
The planting season is right around the corner. You can't afford to be down when it's time to go. Wiley Implement and Spray Center, your Case IH dealer, can get your equipment ready for the season and keep you running. We also have a great selection of new and used planters for the upcoming season. Depend on Wiley's 13 locations across Texas and Oklahoma. Find us at WileySprayers.com.
I'm Scott Wiley. We'll try hard to earn your business, but even harder to keep it. That's it. That's all.
with Agriculture Today. Here's Tony St. James.
Mr. Chairman, as we consider this legislation, it's important for us to take stock of where we are today.
Ranking member of the House Ag Committee for Minnesota, Angie Craig, at the markup of the 2026 Farm Bill.
And I just want to say I'm not going to get in a rebuttal of process here, but 10% of our priorities that were handed to you were actually included into this bill. And over the last several weeks, instead of coming to committee staff or myself, your committee has gone straight to our members for some of those priorities we gave to you months ago to try to cut a deal to get them to support an absolutely flawed farm bill. So we don't need to get into it this early, into a farm bill markup, but I think perhaps your committee staff and the fact that they never actually handed us this text in this entire process, we saw it the night before the public did, and only because I complained publicly about seeing it at the very same time, tells everyone what this is. It has not been a bipartisan process.
But there's a member who's been down this road a few times. Former chairman from Oklahoma, Frank Lucas.
I want to take a moment and reflect on just how important the Farm Bill process is to our constituents and the American people. Just 2 weeks ago, massive wildfires ripped through western Oklahoma and up into Kansas. Hundreds of thousands of acres were burned, homes, community centers were destroyed, and first responders in my district were injured on the job. It was truly devastating. But this is certainly not the first time a disaster of this magnitude has occurred in Oklahoma. And I know I'm not the only member here whose district has been devastated by wildfires or other natural disasters. But events like these serve as a reminder to us that the programs we get to review in the Farm Bill discussions matter in more ways than we often realize. The permanent livestock program, like LIP and LFP, provide financial relief to producers who experience livestock and pasture losses through no fault of their own. Without these programs, producers would suffer undue economic hardship when they need assistance the most. However, we have an opportunity today to vote for a bill that goes much farther than just disaster recovery. The bill before us is 802 pages of policy that is aimed at making life better back home. To name a few provisions among many, this bill reauthorizes a suite of critical research, rural development, and credit programs that will invest in our communities and create rural resiliency for decades to come. This bill also focuses on expanding and investing into market access programs abroad, and it ensures that voluntary conservation programs continue to reflect the needs of producers. The bottom line is, all of these programs under review today make a difference. I want everyone in this room and those who are listening online to be reminded just how much this bill will impact you, your neighbors, and our friends across the country. I've had the honor of serving on this committee since May of 1994, and since then I've authored one farm bill and parts of four others. I've sat through a total of eight markups, and I've endured sweet victories and some very painful losses. So I know firsthand that the journey we have before us will not be easy, but it will certainly be worthwhile.
It's Agriculture Today.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688. There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.